Hey everyone, it's time for another quick update this week. Coming up on this week's episode, Tabitha and Daniel share a project that you can be a part of this coming summer. Ed has an update on the progress of education changes in Alberta, and Mike and Elise are with us to talk about the life of MP Mark Warawa, who passed away last week. All right, so first up, why wait to get involved in grassroots action until you have to wear a toque? You can take part in a grassroots project during this coming summer. Tabitha and Daniel have more on that.
This past May, we launched the Signs Up campaign. We had over 34 teams across Canada holding up these signs to get their communities talking about the fact that Canada has no abortion law and that we need an abortion law that protects preborn children. It was a fantastic event. It got communities talking. A lot of local newspapers published letters to the editor about it, and it really just got more people educated about what's going on here in Canada. But this doesn't have to be just a one-time event. If you weren't able to do it in May, or maybe you didn't just want to do it again, you can actually arrange to do that on our new website page that we have going on. You can find out where the signs are and get some delivered to your neighborhood so that you can be on your street corners getting people to talk about the fact that Canada has no abortion law and that we do need a law here in Canada. Daniel's going to explain more about what that's like.
Thanks, Tabitha. So the last couple of weeks, I've been creating this platform on weneedalaw.ca that allows you to swap signs with other people across the country. For you to get started, go to weneedalaw.ca and click the Signs Up Swap banner, and it will be redirect you to an interactive map where you're going to be able to get signs to do the Signs Up campaign in your community. So it's super easy to navigate. If you have any problems whatsoever, you know who to call, me. And back to you, Colin.
Thanks, guys. The response from Signs Up last time was awesome to see, and we're looking forward to seeing how it develops through this summer as well. Next up, Ed has been hard at work on the education file in Alberta. So today, it's a report from Ed on Ed. Over to you, Ed.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm really excited to give you an update here from Alberta because there's been a lot of talk, but also a lot of action about Bill 8, the Education Amendment Act. And our grassroots has been very, very active over the past 4 to 6 weeks or so. It started with a personal letter writing campaign where they wrote personal letters to their MLAs and to the Minister of Education. It ramped up into a phone call campaign. We used the acronym CAP. They could call the minister, they could applaud a number of the changes in the act, and they could also propose a number of amendments to this Education Act. We ramped it up one more time with another phone call campaign just last week to also suggest some very, very important amendments that allow schools to be true to their cultural identity and to their, in our case, Reformed Christian identity as well. So kudos to our grassroots. Keep up the good work. Stay tuned because we're hoping to launch an easy mail campaign to sort of keep the respectful pressure up. Good job. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Ed. Last week, we heard the sad news that MP Mark Warawa had passed away. Mike and Elise join us in offering their reflections on the life of Mr. Warawa.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. It came as quite a surprise last week when we learned the news that Mark Warawa had passed away. It had only been a couple of months since he announced that he had cancer. And Elise and I are here just to offer a couple reflections because Mark Warawa was a man who touched us at ARPA Canada. My memories of him go back to the fall of 2011. And in fact, he is one of the reasons why I'm doing this work today, because at the time he had expressed to ARPA Canada that he had a desire to advance preborn human rights. And we knew, ARPA Canada knew, that in order for that to happen, there had to be a grassroots movement of Canadians who supported the advancement of preborn human rights. And from that day on, I continued, and I still continue, to work for ARPA Canada primarily in and with the We Need a Law campaign. So I have a lot to be thankful for what Mark Warawa did, for the stand he took within the Conservative Party of Canada, and just appreciated him as a man who always put God first. Elise, he's also touched your life in a way. Maybe you could share with our viewers the impact he's had on you.
Yeah, so I met Mark just over a year ago. I was in Ottawa for a God in Government conference, and I met him there. And I met him to talk about euthanasia and palliative care. And that conversation I had with him really changed my life in a way that it really inspired me to take action and wanted to be involved in politics, as well as his commitment and to be faithful to his convictions really came through. He was courageous, and he and he was compassionate. And he always said, he encouraged me to tell my story, as well as to be courageous in speaking up. And that was something that I needed to hear at that time. And I'd been working for 8 years in finance, and I quit my job two months later, and I'm here now a year later. But I look back at that conversation as a turning point, and I just really appreciated his work that he did.
It's incredible how often the impact that people have is not felt until after they're gone. And while Elise and I both have stories whereby Mark Warwick directly impacted our lives, I think it's pretty neat that all Canadians can look at the life of Mark Warwick, a man who clearly served God first, then he served his countrymen, and then his country. And that's the legacy that he's left. His family can be proud of him. And I'm so thankful that, as his last social media message said, his new address is heaven, and he now lives on with Jesus.
Thanks so much, guys. Please do pray for the Morning Warwick family and for all those affected by his passing. That's all for this week. Thank you for watching Quick Updates and for staying informed. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you for another episode next week.